I'm Linda Dillon with the Council of Love, and welcome to Daybreak. I remember years ago having this conversation with my brother Joe, and Joe sharing that in a chat with his son and my godson Nick, Joe had asked what Nick liked doing best in his free time. Nick's answer, I think, surprised both Joe and I. It was, "I like to think." It was so profound and so Nick, and yet also kind of a couch potato response, which made Joe and I sort of chuckle. Now, let me be clear, Nick is anything but a couch potato, and several years on, he's founded and is CEO of one of the fastest growing eco-agri companies ever in the field of food safety. I guess all that thinking was really worth it. I mention this story not only because it stuck with me, and let's face it, I'm kind of preferential to my nephew, but also because it strikes me that in our hustle-bustle world, that just plain old thinking and reflection is becoming somewhat of a lost art. So in this past month or so, when the Council of Love dropped the word motivation onto the piece of paper for Dare Break items for future points of discussion that they'd like me to bring up, I just let it quietly sink in, taking time for the idea, the motivation behind the word, to quietly open like a water lily. Now, there are times, I think for all of us, when we hear a word or a phrase from our friends in the rafters, and it's all there, a huge, significant download, and the energy of action is really abundantly clear. Do it, share it, get going. And of course I do. And then there are times, like now, when a single word or idea is just simply gently dropped in, and I watch it, like that proverbial shiny penny dropping slowly and clearly to the bottom of a golden pond. And even as I share this, doesn't it make sense that motivation is one of those areas that demands thought, reflection, and yes, even time? In some ways, it seems crazy that it kind of feels that in so many ways Paris is burning, and yet the guidance is to breathe, reflect, and take time to not only understand, but also review, perhaps even reframe motivation, and to allow the message, the space, spaciousness, the breathing room to unfold. As I did that, the council started linking motivation with intent. Now, intent is the critical first step, the first piece of Sanat Kumara's creation formula. It's the basics, the really easy peasy formula basics on how we create. The formula is intent plus still point plus action equals creation. Now, in the past, I've observed that folks have the greatest difficulty in truly going and staying in the still point, or what you might think of as the void of nothingness and absolutely everything. And then, of course, marrying that to appropriate action can be tricky too. But here's the counsel guiding me back to intention. So I sat with that, and yep, I thought about it, because one of the burning questions I've had and I'm sure you do as well, is why when intent is really clear, clearly felt and expressed, why do we not achieve the goal we intended? And here comes motivation. You know, I think a lot of us are on autopilot when it comes to motivation, which in its most basic sense is why we do what we do. I don't think most of us stop during any given day and really question or reflect on what's driving us. I mean, we do in a big way, like to serve the mother, to be the love, to be an angel and an agent of change, but not in the sense of our daily activities of living. I mean, sometimes we're stopped dead in our tracks and say, well, that doesn't feel right. That's not fair. That's just wrong. Or, wow, that feels so right. It feels so good. But mostly, we tend to go about our days not really questioning up and close and personal. And yet, if we are in a creation process, the likes of which we are told have never been experienced previously, never seen before on Gaia. And if we are consciously co-creating a world that works for everyone, then surely our underlying daily motivations, our key motivators, are really, really important. It has me feeling more deeply into the hope, the vision, the underneath of what's really driving us. And I mean underneath all those obvious Maslowian hierarchies of need. Now, Merriam-Webster defines, as always, and you knew you could count on me for a definition, right? Hit the nail right on the head. They talk about intensity, direction, persistence, and the willingness of a person to exert high levels of effort to satisfy some want or need. Okay, I really get that. That speaks to my head and to my heart. But what about what's underneath that willingness to exert such effort? So I'm sitting there reflecting, thinking about today's chat, and the mother came in and answered me, what lies beneath? She said, hope, trust, and the assumption of your divine authority. And she clarified, she kept going. Not just the willingness to assume your divine authority as co-creators of Nova Earth, but the actual assumption thereof. And she continued, it is the assumption, child, that will activate and act. It is the willingness to proceed to co-create. It is your personal and divine motivation. It is the precursor to intent, big and small. It is the very foundation of Nova Earth. Wow. I'm sitting with that, gobsmacked, but also simply receiving, not reacting. It feels like my question is, am I the creator, the supervisor, the manager, the worker bee of these creations, or am I all of the above? And I definitely feel it's that we're all of the above. This definitely feels like unpacking of deeper information, the motivation inside the motivation, insights that affect our most, what we probably unconsciously relegated to our daily living activities, our routines, the things that we do on autopilot. Now the mother, and indeed the whole council, has channeled a great deal about intent, which I am including below in today's newsletter, because it's worth a review from this expanded perspective. But in the meanwhile, I'll be continuing to dig deeper and reflect not just on my big motivations, but those unconscious ones that underlie my daily life. And I invite you to do the same, because this is big. This is a massive expansion. And OMG, don't tell me, because it feels like in some ways full circle to that quintessential question. What makes you tick? What makes me tick? What makes us tick? I'm taking a page from Nick, and I'm going to spend some time just thinking about this again. And as always, thanks for listening. And until the next time, from my heart to yours, all my love.